As the Savannah Stopover Music Festival heads into its ninth year, one featured artist won't have to travel far, singer and songwriter Aaron Paul Zimmer, who calls Savannah home. Aaron Paul Zimmer singing Windows here.
You know the morning comes so easy when I spend my time with you. My breath, it comes so deep and sweet when we kiss that morning dew.
Aaron Paul Zimmer there singing Windows again from his new solo album. It's called Saints and Heretics, and he's joining us from our Savannah Bureau. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. You started playing live in clubs and bars in Athens, right, when you were a student at UGA?
Yes, that's correct.
So you had a lot of practice in the college town filled with a younger audience. I'm wondering about your first performance.
It was a good town to cut my teeth in. There's so many great venues in Athens. I think the first live show that I played with my college roommate was at a place called DT's Underground, which I don't believe is still there. But we played pretty much all over town. Some really good clubs. There was a club called Tasty World. We ended up playing at the 40 Watt, which was very nice. But so many good venues there. I met some really nice people, good musicians, and like I said, a great place to cut my teeth.
Well, it's been 10 years since you've released a solo album. Now you've got another one out this year. Let's hear just a little bit from this song, Two Doors Down, from the record.
Two doors down, there's a jukebox that plays all night long, real sad song. About me and you. And two doors down, there's a barmaid that serves them real strong. And here lately, so I make it through.
That to me sounds a little bit like, I don't know, an old Merle Haggard era country song. Lots of twang in that one.
Yeah, that's actually a cover of a song called Two Doors Down by Dwight Yoakam. And that was the first song that we recorded for this record. And just to clarify, this is my first solo album. But there's a funny story behind that song. I was playing late night at a great bar called The Jinx in Savannah. And I was, it was just late night. I'd been there for several hours, and a guy approached me as I was playing that song, and his name was Matt Collette, and he had been there for a long time, too. And I think, we were both just kind of worn out, and he came up and said that, as I was playing that song, that it really struck a chord with him, no pun intended, but he said that he would like to record that song as part of a compilation CD of Savannah artists. But that led to us, recording two more songs, and then we thought about doing an EP of, five or six songs. But then eventually it just led to being a full-length album. And now Matt Collette and his partner in running their studio, The Garage, in Savannah, Colin Motlaw, are now performing live with me at the Savannah Stopover. So good buddies of mine and great guys, and they did me a solid for sure by helping me get this record done.
Yeah, well, you did also work with the band, the award-winning bluegrass band City Hotel. Here's a little bit from their third album. It's called Don't Go to the Porch.
Don't go to the porch, mama, you'll see what I've done. The way you look at things makes you see a problem. Don't go to the porch, mama, you'll see what I've done. Don't go to the porch, cause there ain't one. I rode down with the...
So, much different feel there. Obviously, a whole different band. Did you feel like you were striking out on something different in doing this album on your own?
I did. A lot of these songs have been on my back burner for about, like I said, about 10 years. And it's something I've had in my mind for about that long. But it's a total departure from City Hotel. It's a total departure from everything that I've done thus far. Doing a solo record is difficult because, when you have a band, there's four people there to help you, split the costs and the work of doing that. But so it took me a while, but, I'm very happy with the end result, and I'm very excited. But, yeah, a total departure from that sound for sure.
Yeah, and also a total, this is all your own. This is very personal in a way. How does that feel to put that out there in the world?
It is. It's very rewarding, and I feel very fortunate that it's gotten the response that it has. I've gotten a lot of help from people in Savannah, and it's very special to me to put this out and if it to be just my own, just songs that I've written, because I've co-written a lot of material with City Hotel, but it's just it's something totally different to just have a whole solo record. So that's pretty special to me. But I owe a lot of thanks to many different people around town. A lot of Savannah musicians stepped forward and helped me put this out and played on the record. Sometimes spent long hours for free, contributing to this. So it was not just me getting it accomplished. I owe a lot of thanks to a lot of people.
Well, the song we just heard from City Hotel was Don't Go to the Porch. And you have been described as a front porch Sinatra. How do you think you earned that moniker?
I think that was Anna Chandler.
You're not really a crooner. I don't hear a crooner there.
No, I'm not. That was Anna Chandler that wrote that. She's a journalist in Savannah and a good buddy of ours. But I think she was just talking about my voice. And I feel that, you know, as a performer, my voice is probably my strongest thing that I offer to a band, my voice and my writing. But he wasn't really a big influence of mine. I do appreciate his work. Not a huge influence of mine.
Well, your voice is a big part of it, but also your lyrics. I hear a lot. I don't know. It sounds to me like a little bit of settling into domesticity, you know, just sort of like coming back home. I don't know. Am I guessing wrong here? Is there a part of your life that's settling?
It is. Yeah, I'm coming into a very new part of my life right now. My wife and I are expecting our first child.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much. We're closing on a house in about 2 weeks. For the first time, I've got a job that I really feel comfortable in and, pays well, and I've got retirement, all that kind of stuff. So it's a kind of a comfort of settling in and a comfort of security, but also a comfort of, kind of putting out a solo record for the first time. So I'm in a good place. I don't think I've ever been as busy as I am right now, but I feel very much alive, too.
Well, let's listen to a little bit more of the song from the album. This is called Boy in the Sun.
Watching my skin grow old, thinking about some things I said a long, long time ago. Sitting here, I'm thinking.
Well, Aaron Paul Zimmer, I want to thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thanks very much for having me.
Savannah singer and songwriter Aaron Paul Zimmer. His new album is called Saints and Heretics, now available online. He's performing on Thursday at the Savannah Stopover Music Festival. You can find more details on the album and festival at gpbnews.org.
When I climbed out, he was a different person. Nobody else was ever able to tell. It's a curious moment.